person who invests more money in anything they buy from you is more invested in making sure that it works because look how much money they put into it.
StayAllDay.com. Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative that is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is why to go high ticket in your business. Before we get into what that means, let me give you two things. First of all, my daily motivation and Monday motivation texts go out every day and every week, respectively, to help you be focused, sharp, and on point to start your day or your week. Text me so you're in my text community, and once we get those messages going again, which may have already happened by the time you hear this, you'll be getting those straight to your phone. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. It's the only place I coach anyone. On my four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability to apply to your specific situation and your specific life and business, because we do not draw the line between what's going on in your home life and what's going on in your business life. We believe they are interconnected. So our coaching encompasses all of that. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see more about what we're doing. You can schedule a time to get on a call with us, or we can talk about where you're at, where you want to go, and what might be in your way. And if we feel like we can help you, we'll tell you how it works and where it goes from there. Again, that link and the number both down in the description to this video. With that out the way, let's get into this topic, which is why go high ticket in your business. So I'm talking to those of you who have the power to choose the prices in your business, which almost all of you do. Doesn't mean every single thing you sell has to be high ticket. When I say high ticket, I just mean a premium pricing is what I mean. We'll get into the details of that in a second. And it doesn't mean everything you sell has to be that. It's not like if you are an author and a coach and a speaker that you got to sell your books for $1,000, as people may not be willing to pay $1,000 for a book. You can still sell your $10 book and your $20 program, whatever that may be, or your $97 course. But you need to have high ticket premium priced offers in your business. That's what I mean when I say go high ticket. Have premium priced offers in your business so that the option is there in case someone wants to take it. And we're going to talk about the psychology behind that here today. Now, there is no set number that delineates between low ticket and high ticket. So there's no certain number that if you say, if you have this number, if you're $2,999, you're low ticket. But as soon as you go to $3,000, you're high ticket. That's not the way that it works. There is no specific number that we've agreed upon that makes high ticket high ticket. So I'm going to describe high ticket as an offer that requires a generally higher investment than what you normally price your other things because of the value it provides and because of the person who is making the buying decision. All right? They are willing to spend more money. They actually want to spend more money, and you need to meet them where they are or have them meet you where you are and offer them something where they can do so, where they can get a premium priced offering. Now, it doesn't mean someone's going to just give you more money just because you asked for it. You need to make your offer premium to match what they're looking for. So some examples of high ticket items, just so you can wrap your mind around this, for those of you who are hearing this concept for the first time, you think about a house. That's a high ticket purchase, a car, a boat, a college degree, even though it adds up over time. But if you're writing the check, then those are big checks you're writing every time. A vacation package, coaching programs, depending on which one you sign up for, consulting contracts, again, depending on who they are, because those prices can vary. High ticket offerings are things that people usually, they will budget and plan for, or they will set aside certain amounts of money for knowing that they're going to make the investment. So for example, any of you who is a homeowner, or you're planning on buying a home or another home, you don't just on a whim one day just decide I'm going to buy a house. And then at the end of the day, you come home and you got keys to a new house. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but usually that's not how it works. Usually you plan that out, right? We're going to buy a house. Okay, what kind of house do we want? How much money do we want to spend on how much house? You start planning those things out and you plan accordingly for how much you're going to spend. A car, same thing. A vacation package, same thing. Usually you plan ahead of time for these things. Those of you who have young children under the age of 10 or maybe even teens, you may be thinking about or planning about financially, how are we going to pay for this kid or these kids to go to college? Because we know college is a high ticket sale. So you're planning those things out. I'm saying these are not things you just do on a whim. I might be on Instagram, for example, and somebody has an ad on Instagram that says, hey, we have this book that will help you do ABC, and you can get the book for free. Just cover the shipping of $9.95. I'll go buy that book on a whim. I was not planning on buying that book. I didn't wake up today saying I need to buy a book. That wasn't on my goals list for the day. But I see it. It looks interesting. I'll go buy the book for $9, even though I wasn't planning on doing it. That's low ticket items. People can make those decisions quickly. They don't have to be thinking about it. They don't have to have planned it out. They can just do it right there on the spot. High ticket, usually these are thought out and planned out. Now, that does not mean that you cannot make a high ticket sale to someone the first time you present your offering to them, because someone could be making the decision that they're going to buy a thing in this realm that is high ticket. It's just a matter of which one are they going to buy? Who are they going to buy it from? Now, I believe it helps you if this person is already warmed up to you and your offering and what you're doing. For example, in my Work on Your Game University, that is a high ticket coaching program. The fact that you listen to the show on a consistent basis, or you've been on my email list for a while, or you heard of me 3 years ago, and you've been following my material off and on, maybe not every single thing I put out, but you follow it pretty consistently, then we have a conversation and I make you a high ticket offer. You're already warm because you know who I am. Now, if you never heard of me before today and I make you a high ticket offer, then it may be a little bit more challenging to get you to convert, as we say, in order to get you to agree right there on the spot. Again, not impossible, but it's easier when someone is already warmed up to the concept. This is the reason why marketing matters so much. For any of you who's going to go high ticket when it comes to selling, marketing matters because marketing warms up the relationship between you and the person who you eventually want to do your selling to. For example, right now today, as I told you, high ticket is something that people usually have to plan out. They have to think it out. How do I make sense? How can we make this work? Right now, I'm in the midst of trying to bring someone new into Work on Your Game University. This person has a brick and mortar business. I mean, they have an actual storefront where people walk in and they do all their exchanges like in the store on the spot. So this is not someone who's doing online coaching or courses or writing books. Completely different type of business. But this is a testament to what we do here at Work on Your Game, is that we work with people from all different businesses, all different industries. They are not all doing the same things. We just brought in a new member just yesterday from the day that I'm recording this, who is running a food service business. They actually have a food truck business that they have, and they're a member of our university. I'm sharing that with you, not to impress you, actually to impress you a little bit, but really to impress upon you that we work with entrepreneurs from all different spaces because our frameworks are universal and they apply in different ways to different people. But the frameworks are universal, meaning these pieces that we have are necessary for every business, no matter who you happen to be. Anyway, I brought this up to say this person who runs this brick and mortar business, the last conversation we just had a couple of days ago, they're talking with the powers that be, the decision makers in their company, and they're figuring out, all right, financially, how do we make this work? Which is exactly what I'm telling you. High ticket offer is something that people have to plan and strategize for. How do they make it work? It's not something that someone can do just, again, on the spot, like, you know, buying some popcorn at a baseball game. It's usually something that goes by plan. So what I'm suggesting here today is why you, as a salesperson, should aim to go high ticket as far as what you are offering in your business. Again, doesn't mean everything has to be high ticket, but you should have something that is high ticket in your business that you want your prospects and your clients and your customers to aspire to signing up for. And before we even get into our points, I'll tell you one more thing. Even me as a consumer, there are some people whose worlds I am in right now, whether I am just consuming their stuff for free, whether I'm on their email list, I listen to their shows, watch them on YouTube, or I've been to their events, I purchased some things from them, maybe lower ticket stuff. They have higher ticket things that I am planning on investing in. I haven't done it yet, but I'm planning on investing in some of the higher ticket things that some of these people have. So again, the higher ticket things are things that people will be thinking about. They might be thinking about it for a year. They may be planning it out for months because, again, people have to put themselves in position. Sometimes mentally is a step people need to take. But also, if you're selling something high ticket financially, people got to be ready for it. People can't just go and invest X thousands of dollars just on the spot, on a whim, because again, they have other life things that they got to pay for. And they may not be able to do it on the spot, but they will plan it out and strategize in order to do it. And again, I'm going to sell you on why you want to play in this game. Point number one, topic once again is why to go high ticket in your business. Number one is the simplest, most practical reason, higher revenue per transaction. Actually, all these are going to be simple and practical, but I'm going to explain why they're simple and practical. Higher revenue per transaction. Now, the question is not if this is true. The question is, why does this matter? Why is it important to get more revenue in every transaction that you do as a business owner? Because why not just get a little bit of revenue in each transaction and just try to go for volume? Right? Why don't you just try to be how I was in 2010 and sell basketball training programs for $4.99? So every transaction, my revenue was $4.99 minus no processor fees. Now, this is a simple reason why you should go high ticket instead, like $4,999 instead of $4.99. This equals revenue per transaction equals income for your business. So let me ask a question. Don't you think it's easier to do a job if you're selling something for $10,000 rather than selling something for $10? Do you think you could do a better job if you were making $10,000 sales rather than making $10 sales? I'm just asking that question. My answer is, of course, it's easier. That's just simple math. And because you have more money to play with, you probably can do more things when it comes to how you run your business. Also, the people who are working for you, if you have anyone working for you, if you're doing $10,000 transactions, you probably can afford to hire some people and pay them. Then if you're doing $10 transactions, it may be a little bit harder. So when you go high ticket, you can produce more revenue per transaction, which means you now have more space financially to do other things in your life and in your business that you probably couldn't do if you were only selling lower ticket items. If you're selling $10 items, you got to sell a lot of $10 items in order to have the type of margin, financial margin, that you would have if you were selling $10,000 items. Now, we know it's not always as easy as we make it sound when talking about it, because if it was just that easy to sell something for $10,000, then as the saying goes, everybody would do it, paraphrasing. So we're going to talk more about how this actually gets done when you are in Work On Your Game University, because if you come into Work On Your Game University, trust me, we're going to talk about you having some high ticket premium level offerings in your business, because for most businesses, it only makes sense. It's not necessary for every business, but for most businesses, it makes sense to have something that is high ticket, premium level, premium price. Doesn't mean everybody's always going to buy it. As a matter of fact, most people are not going to buy your high ticket offer, but that doesn't matter. Because again, how many $10,000 sales do you need to make if you're comparing your revenue at $10,000 a sale versus how many sales you would need to make at $10 to equal the same amount of revenue? If you make a $10,000 sale, at $10 sales, let's just keep everything even here to keep it simple, you got to make 1,000 $10 sales. That means 1,000 different customers, 1,000 different transactions, 1,000 different sales conversations, whether that's with your website, your email, whatever, in order to your sales funnel, whatever, in order to get that money versus one transaction of $10,000. Which one do you think takes more effort? Which one takes longer? Which one is harder? What do you think? If you don't know, let me tell you, the high ticket sale is a lot easier than 1,000 $10 sales. A lot of people seem to have that, not seem, but I know a lot of people have that equation backwards. They think it's easier if you just go a lower price item because you'll attract more people and you'll just make more sales. You just got to do more volume. In theory, this is correct. But in real life, in a lab test meet, things change. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that here today. So the point of today's topic, again, is to sell you on the concept of going high ticket and emotionally understanding the value of going high ticket. Now, the strategy for actually how you do this with your specific business, because I don't know you personally, in the university, I will coach you on how that's done. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Introducing AG1, newest sponsor of Work On Your Game, the all-in-one daily supplement that takes your health and well-being to new heights. Now, you know me as a pro athlete. I'm very meticulous about what I put in my body. I still perform every day as an athlete. I got to make sure I'm putting good stuff in me. So AG1 has a powerful blend of 75 essential vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, and it is designed to provide comprehensive support for your body and your mind. So imagine having a personal army of health experts working tirelessly to optimize your well-being. That is what AG1 is. It's a synergistic combination of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, adaptogens, and more, which means what? It means there's a bunch of stuff all working in harmony to fuel your body with the nutrients it craves. So say goodbye to the hassle of taking multiple supplements, get rid of that medicine cabinet that you have in your kitchen right now with all those pills, and embrace the simplicity of AG1, which is literally one scoop of this stuff with 8 ounces of water in a shaker bottle that they provide, and that's all you need every day. But that's not all. There's more. When you try AG1 today, you'll receive a fantastic offer. Here it is. You're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for strong immune system and strong bones, along with 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first shipment. This means you'll have everything you need to take AG1 on the go and never miss a beat in your health routine. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and let's unlock the power of AG1 for a healthier, happier you. Let's move on to point number 2. Topic once again today is why to go high ticket in your business. Number 2, better quality engagements from both ends of the transaction. Now, here is where we start making your business easier. Now, I'm going to explain. I already said that, but now I'm going to explain why this makes your business easier. If you want higher quality clients and customers, and let me ask a question, entrepreneurs out there, those of you who run businesses, would you like to have higher quality clients and higher quality customers in your business? When I say higher quality, let me explain what I mean. People who are actually going to do what you tell them to do, listen to what you say, offer fewer hassles, they are less demanding, they are more complying with what you ask of them and what you tell them and what you share with them, and they are just easier to deal with. Would you rather have a bunch of clients that are like that, or would you rather have the kind of customers and clients who you have now who may not be up to that level? If you want higher quality clients and customers, which I guess all of you do, you need to sell higher quality things for higher prices. If you want higher quality customers and clients, you need to sell higher quality things at higher prices. There is a linear relationship between the type of people you attract into your business and in your world and how much you're charging for those things. If you want an example of this, I'll give you some in a second. If you haven't been on an airplane, and you ever been on an airplane before? And if you haven't, have you ever seen videos on social media of things that happen on airplanes? Okay, everybody here is at least one of those two things, right? Notice that there are more shenanigans that happen in the economy section of an airplane than ever happen in the first class section of an airplane. Do you ever see a viral video of people acting crazy and doing stupid things in first class on a flight? Maybe you have, but those are the exceptions. They're not the rule. If you ever see a viral video on social media of someone doing something crazy or that just didn't quite make sense on an airplane, or people fighting on an airplane, or people arguing over the seat rest getting leaned back on an airplane, or somebody having to get kicked off the plane, or just something crazy happening on an airplane, notice that it always happens in the economy section, also known as the coach section of an airplane. It never happens in first class. Is this true or not? Have you ever seen a video of people acting crazy in a grocery store? Notice that you see more people acting crazy in Walmart than you see people acting crazy in Whole Foods. I'm not saying people don't act crazy in Whole Foods, but it will more likely happen in Walmart than it will happen in Whole Foods. These are not coincidences, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason why I'm pointing it out. When people spend more money and make bigger investments into the thing that they're paying for, they carry themselves differently than when they spend less money and make smaller investments. This actually can apply to the same person the same way it applies to different people. In other words, if I go into Walmart, I may carry myself with a different energy when I see the people in Walmart than I would if I go into Whole Foods and I see the people in Whole Foods. It's a different energy in both of those places, even though I'm the same person. If I'm going to do something crazy in a grocery store, it's more likely to happen in Walmart than it is to happen in Whole Foods. Why? Because the law of association. You become the average of the people you're spending time around. Everybody remember that? Again, you, if you go sit in first class, you're going to carry yourself with a different energy than if you're sitting in coach. It just happens. And the point here is, folks, don't try to change this. Work with it. All right. Don't complain. Play the game. That's episode 1012 of this very show. If you have ever found yourself hating your customers or clients, if any of you have ever been in a situation like, all right, this person is a customer or this person is a client And I appreciate the money that I made dealing with them, but damn it, dealing with this person is damn near not even worth the money that I made from making a sale to this person. Has any of you ever had that conversation in your own head, or maybe even said it out loud to somebody, that this person is a customer and they did pay me money, which is good, but they're such a damn headache that it's almost not even worth the money, or maybe it's 100% not even worth the money. Have any of you ever had to fire a customer or a client? Have you ever been in that situation where you just didn't like your customer, even though they had given you money? If this ever happened to you, I want you to first understand, let's not look out the window, let's look in the mirror, you are to blame. Yes, you are to blame. Yes, I know that customer or that client is or was an asshole. I know they're a bitch. I know they're causing all kinds of problems. I know they're complaining too much. I know they're super demanding. I know they're asking for more than what they actually paid for. I know all of those things about them make them a complete idiot. And you didn't know they were an idiot before they came along. So how is it your fault? I'm telling you it's your fault because you attracted that person with your offer and the price of that offer. There is something that you did that made that person look at you and say, that's the person that I want to deal with. That is the law of association, in case you didn't catch it. So any of you has ever had a customer or a client who you did not like, what you need to say to yourself is there is something that you did or said that made that person look at you and peg you as the person that they should want to do business with. So if you don't like them, then you need to ask yourself, what did I do or what am I doing that is attracting a person like that to me? Because clearly it's a problem, because you don't want another one of them, do you? Even for the money, you don't want it, right? Okay. So if you want higher quality people in your world, business owner, there's a lot of things you can do. But one thing you can do is raise your prices. Ask yourself how much that person paid in order to come into your world and raise your price so that people like them won't be interested anymore because it's out of their range. Now, this is a challenging one. I said that so casually, made it sound so simple. It probably caused a little bit of anxiety in some of you who just heard it, because this is not a way that you were raised to think when it comes to the concept of money, especially when it comes to the concept of business and your offerings and your prices. One way, this is not the only way, but one surefire and pretty efficient and effective way to eliminate problem customers and clients in your business is to simply raise your prices to a level that those problem customers and clients would no longer be prospects for your offerings anymore. In other words, it is out of their price range. They would never buy it. So now you have eliminated them from the game. Simple as that. You went over the top of the problem, is what we call this. I talked about this in a chapter in my book, Work on Your Game. If you don't have that book, you can get it by going to workonyourgamebook.com. I talked about going over the top of problems back in episode 204. Going over the top of a problem is making an adjustment such that a present problem no longer exists. So if you're sitting in coach and you're pretty tall like me, I'm 6'4" tall, and someone leaned their seat back and is hurting your knees and is uncomfortable for you, but they also have the right to lean the seat back, the way you go over the top of that problem is to now only sit in the exit row or pay for a first class ticket. That way you go over the top of the problem. See, you didn't eliminate the issue of someone leaning back their seat. You do not eliminate the coach class of a flight. Those things still exist. All you did was remove yourself from the situation so it can no longer affect you. That is called going over the top of a problem. Same way, if you have a problem customer who paid you $25 for your product, raise the price of that product to $250. Therefore, $25 customers will no longer come around you because you don't have anything to sell that costs $25. That's the way you go over the top of a problem financially. This is one way to do it. Again, it's not the only way, but it's the quickest, easiest, and most effective way. And it serves multiple purposes. It gives you more revenue, as we already talked about in point number one, and it eliminates the problem customers, point number two. Simple as that. And the thing is, the higher quality people who you attract when you raise your prices, they will be more cooperative with you. They will listen more to what you tell them. They are more likely to execute on the assignments given to them, and they will be more appreciative of your help. And all of these seem, for some of you entrepreneurs, these all seem to go against the grain of what you think would happen. And this is the point. I told you in episode number 1025 that the opportunity in life is in the opposites. Opportunity is usually in looking at things opposite way from what you think they are. You would think that because someone is spending more money, that they would be more anxious, more fearful, less cooperative, etc. But the opposite is true. As a matter of fact, and I'm telling you this from firsthand experience, when people invest more money with you, they are more cooperative. They are more agreeable. They are more likely to actually do what you tell them to do. And you're more likely to get a success story out of the person who has invested more money than the person who invests less money. Let me tell you another reason. The person who invests more money in anything they buy from you is more invested in making sure that it works, because look how much money they put into it. Let me ask a question. The person who invests $250 in something versus the person who invests $25 in something, which person is more likely to actually do the thing that they pay for? So let's say you're selling a course, all right? You're selling a course. Now, you can sell the course for $25. You can sell the course for $250. Which customer, everything else being equal, is more likely to actually go through the course, take notes, and actually do the exercises that your course tells them to do? The person who paid $25 or the person who paid $250? Again, I'm not giving you any other information. Which person do you think is more likely to actually follow through and actually do what you tell them to do within the course? And that's all the information you have. Answer should be, and it is, the person who paid more money, the $250 customer. Why? Because the person who invested $250 invested 10 times the money, which means they are 10 times more likely to pay attention, to listen, and to follow through on their investment because they invested more in the thing. Person who invests less has nothing invested. That means if they don't do anything, they lose less. Invest $25 and does nothing, loses $25. Person who invests $250 and does nothing, loses $250. A person who invests $25,000 and does nothing, loses $25,000. All right, do you understand? You see the ramifications of this? The more money someone invests, the more likely they are to follow through on the thing that they invested in so that they can see through that their investment actually produces a result. This is why you got to be careful of giving things away for free. And I'm saying that while recording a free masterclass that I put out every single day. And I put this out with the understanding that most of the things that people get for free, they don't really value. They don't really follow through. They may appreciate it. They may be entertained by it. They may consume it, but they're not really going to follow through on it. Why? Because they're not invested. If I took everything I put out on this show and start charging you for it, and those of you who paid, you'd be more likely to follow through on the things that I say on the show because you paid for it. I say that knowing that I'm giving it away for free. So if you want people to follow through and actually do what you're telling them, charge them. And if you want them to do more of what you're telling them, and you want them to follow through more, and you want them to listen more, charge more. Simple as that. Challenge for many of you, even though I think many of you agree with everything that I'm saying here, the challenge is you don't have the money mindset to actually do this. Your money mindset is your challenge. Your challenge is not the logical, rational explanation that I just gave you. You agree with everything that I just said. Challenge is you don't have the mental or emotional capacity to accept this on an emotional level and then actually implement it. I mean, logically, you can implement it, but emotionally, you can't. And that's the problem. Here's the good news. Two things. First of all, I did an episode on healthy money mindsets in episode number 2321. And I also told you how your poor money mindset is keeping you broke in episode 2214. So if I just described you, you need to listen to both of those episodes. Second thing is, inside of Work on Your Game University, we have a framework called the Business Builder where I go deep into money mindset. Because in my experience working with entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs who are relatively new at what you're doing, money mindset is the biggest thing keeping you from making the money that you want to make. It is not your skill or ability or talent or, you know, any of that common things people like to say. It's just that you just don't have the mindset to actually attract the kind of money that you want to bring into your business. You want it. You logically want it, but you don't have the mindset to get it. I help you with that inside of the university. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do, and you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three, today's topic, once again, is why to go high ticket in your business. Number three, you get more commitment and more buy-in from your clients and customers. And this is one that we've talked about. I already brought it up multiple times already in this episode. If you want people to comply with what you are asking of them and do what you tell them to do, and you want them to produce a result that will make them happy and make you look good, then you must ask for a bigger commitment. They have to meet you halfway. Let me say that another way. If you're a high-level teacher or trainer or coach or consultant in what you do, and you know that your stuff will help people, you must get them to be committed to what you're offering them before you start helping them. Because if they're not committed, your stuff could be amazing. They're not going to follow through, and therefore they won't get results, and therefore you won't look good because you don't have any proof of anybody getting a positive benefit from your stuff. You got to get them invested. You got to get other people invested to where they know they have to show up and actually do what they signed up to do. Any of you is in a fitness space, if you're a personal trainer or a physical therapist or something like that, and you know that you can help people get in shape or get back in shape or recover or whatever it is that you're training people on, which client is more likely to continually show up to your scheduled sessions? The client who has paid you or the client who you're helping for free? We all know the answer to that. You don't even have to be in the fitness world to understand the answer to that question. The answer to the question is the person who paid. Why? Because the person who's paid has committed with their money and now they don't want to look stupid by investing money in something. They get nothing out of it. So let me make sure that my money investment turns out well. Let me show up and do everything this person says. And if you're any good, then they're going to get results. This is why you got to charge people, folks. This is why you shouldn't be giving your everything away, let's say, for free. You should give some stuff away for free. As I told you, the most important aspect of the thought leadership life cycle is when you're giving value away for free, because it allows people to test the waters and get a feel for who you are. So then they can take the next step and pulling their wallet out and actually paying for something. You got to ask for a bigger commitment from your clients if you want to get bigger results for them. The first big commitment they make is a financial commitment. I want to make sure I'm saying that plainly so that no one's confused. The first big commitment you will ask for from your customers and your clients is a financial commitment. Yes, pull out your wallet, pull out your money, pull out your credit card, pull out your checkbook, and make this payment, because now they're committed. They're in, you're in, now you two can go to work. But if only you're in and they're not in, they have no commitment, they're not going to follow through on what you said. This is just human nature. Are there people out there who, if you get them something for free, they will actually eat it up as if they paid $1 million for it? Yes. Am I telling you to build your business around those people? Hell no. Because how are you going to eat if you're giving your stuff away for free? All your stuff for free. Now, again, I'm not saying don't give anything away for free. I give stuff away for free. I don't give everything away for free. If I want high-level people in my world, I charge them a high-level price because I want high-level people. High-level people pay high-level prices. Low-level people and high-level prices do not mix. They're oil and water. Any of you know what happens when you put oil and water together? They don't mix. All right, one of them just sits on top of the other. They don't mix. They don't work well together. So if you want high-level people in your world, you got to charge high-level prices. And also, let me be clear, not for nothing, you got to be a high-level individual. The people who you're going to charge high-level prices need to look at you and see a high-level person, need to see themselves in you and on some level. If a person does not believe that you're a high-level individual, but you're charging a high-level price, they're not going to pay it even if they have the money, because they're like, well, this is a high-level price and I am a high-level person, but this person who's selling it, no, I don't trust them. I don't believe them. So you got to be a high-level individual. What does that mean to you? You should think about that. What does it mean to be a high-level person? You should actually get out a pen and paper and write it down. What does it mean? And then look at the list that you wrote down and ask yourself, am I these things? Yes or no? So the first commitment you're asking your customers and clients to make is a financial commitment. Now, once they have made a financial commitment, you get their commitment of everything else. Once someone puts their money into something, because human beings have an emotional attachment to money, even when they have a ton of it, they still have an emotional attachment to it. That's how they got it in the first place. So don't think just because someone has a lot of money, they'll just throw money at you just because they can. Most of the time, that's not the case. Now they will commit everything else. Once someone puts their money on the line, guess what else they'll commit? To make sure that that money sees its way through to a result. You know what else they'll commit? Time, attention, focus, and energy. Why? Because they put their money in. Now, while this equation is a little bit off, it should be, in a perfect world, it would be once someone commits their time, then they commit everything else. But that's not the way human beings think. Human beings are connected emotionally more to their money than they are their time. So again, don't try to change this. Just play the game. Use this to your advantage. Use your understanding to your advantage and understand that once someone puts their money into something, that they will follow through. So if you want to help a high level person get to a higher level than where they are, which is what we do in Work on Your Game University, get them to commit financially. They will follow through. They will do everything you say. And if you are as good as you say you are, you will produce results, period. If you want to see the results that we have produced for people, high level people who we got to financially commit, go to alldreallday.com. 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 You can see feedback and case studies of people we have worked with. But we got to get their commitment before we can help them. They didn't commit, we can't help them. That's it. And you get people to follow through. You tell them five things to do, they do all five. You give somebody something for free, you tell them five things to do, they might do one and a half, maybe. And then give you an excuse for the rest and then disappear on you when you challenge them on it. Why? Because they're not committed. They have no need to talk to you. You didn't make them commit. Why they got to talk to you? There's no commitment. Now, get somebody to pay you. If you hired me, for example, let's say if you hired me as your coach and I charged you $100,000 for a year of coaching, 100,000, 100,000. All right, charge you $100,000 for a year of coaching. And I'm your coach. Let me ask you a question. How likely are you to do every single thing that I tell you to do? You're probably going to do everything I tell you to do times 10. Why? Because you're financially invested. You got to make that $100,000 look good. You need to prove to yourself and anyone else who knows about it that I invested $100,000 in this guy, Dre, as a coach. I'm going to prove this is a good decision. So everything he says do, I'm going to do it. And if I happen to be any level of good, you're going to get results. See how that works? I'm making the game easy for myself by charging higher prices. Now, let's say I did that exact same coaching with someone and I didn't charge you at all. I told you it was worth $100,000, but I'm not going to charge you. I'm going to do it for free. How likely is that person to get results? Probably pretty much not very likely, believe it or not. Now, some of you are listening to this right now saying, Dre, I would gladly take coaching from you for a year. And if you didn't charge me, I would do everything you said. Of course you would. You know how many times I've heard that? If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I would have my $100,000. I wouldn't even need to coach you. If you want someone to follow through, get them to commit. You got to commit. They got to commit. Over here, we had this thing called the 51-49 rule. Any of you who has never heard of the 51-49 rule, listen to episode number 1282. 51-49 rule states that you need to have 51% ownership in any goal of yours, regardless of who you have involved in helping you reach it. That includes your coach. The 51-49 rule. You have a majority stake ownership in reaching this goal. I'm there. I will help you. I will guide you. I'll do everything that I told you I'm going to do. And our program is everything I said it is, but this is still your goal, meaning you have 51% ownership. That's a majority stake, for those of you who don't know. You own 51% of something. There's no way for anyone to own more of it than you. Just do the math, with 100% being the full amount. You own 51%, you are always in control. If I charge you $100 or $10 or nothing, and gave you the exact same level of coaching that I would give to the $100,000 person, you might take or leave anything that I tell you because you are not financially committed enough to make it work. When you're financially committed, you all of a sudden find resources to make things work. When you're not financially committed, you find excuses. That's it. That's how it works. And this applies to your prospects, your customers, your clients, the same way it applies to mine. Let's recap. Today's class is why you need to go high ticket in your business, meaning having a premium level offering, just in case there's some premium level people who want to buy it. Number one, higher revenue per transaction. This basically gives you more margin that will allow you to fund the mission. If you have no margin, you can't complete the mission. Margin just means the money left over after a transaction, after all your fees, after all your costs, after you pay everybody you got to pay, how much money is left over? The bigger your prices, the more margin you will have left, the more money you can take with you, and the more things you are capable of doing to help your business and yourself. Number two, better quality engagements from both ends of the transaction. Everyone is happier when more money gets spent. In Western society, we like spending money. When we got it, we like spending it. It makes us feel good to buy things that we know we can pay for. This is the reason why you have first class in airplanes. This is the reason why you have reservations and VIP at bars and clubs and restaurants, because people like to spend more money when they have it. You haven't been on an airplane. Where do all the crazy things happen? In coach, right? They don't happen in first class. Where do crazy things happen in grocery stores? They happen in Walmart. They don't happen in Whole Foods. Why? Because lower quality people hang in lower quality places. Higher quality people go to higher quality places. This is a simple law of attraction. Number three, more commitment and buy-in from clients and customers. When you charge people more money, they are more likely to listen to you, do what you say, and follow through on everything that you tell them. When you charge them less money or charge them nothing, they will say that they're going to do everything, and then in action, they will do absolutely nothing. Why? Because they are not committed. If you want people to do everything that you tell them to do, you need them to be fully committed. And the way to get people fully committed in the world that we live in, with the humans that we know, is to get them financially bought in. When people buy in financially, they will do everything you tell them to do. If you don't get them bought in financially, they will conveniently ignore anything that you say. This is just how it works. This is human nature. Do not fight it. Play the game. With that said, text me, see you in my text community. Your number's down below in the description. And workonyourgameuniversity.com. If you want to learn how to go high ticket in your business, you want to have more margin, you want to have more revenue, you want to bring in higher quality people, and you want to make sure you're presenting yourself as a high quality individual who these people would like to associate with, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, schedule a time to get on a call with us, and we'll take it from there. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me. 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.